This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. The Ravens go J.K. Dobbins. How about that, Justice Hill? Mark Ingram, already a 1,000-yard rusher. Lamar Jackson gets better and better. The next guest, GM from OurLads.com, former scout, and, of course, the best to mock drafts and draft guide, and, of course, depth charts in the business. Dan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good. I began to sweat bullets there a little bit. My man, my top running back didn't go till 55. But it's just a matter of preference. You know, it's like the Chiefs last night, you know, taking Edwards-Helaire. And I remember we had one kind of like him in Westbrook at Philadelphia. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that's why Andy kind of liked him. You know, I don't know if he's as explosive.
He likes him better.
As Westbrook, but he's certainly a really good player.
The Chiefs pick at 63. Do you think it's kind of interesting that guys like Zach Bond falling this far? Was the diluted test at the combine kind of what's pushing him back? Are people going to get a steal like the Chiefs got Justin Houston because of that at the combine?
Well, you know what? I think it's just a diluted thing where I don't think he goes to step one either. So
no, not at all.
That shouldn't have hurt him because he is a terrific player. And I tell you what, might play right into the Chiefs' hands. I hope we didn't jinx it here, you know, in the next few picks. But he could very well be there, if that's what the Chiefs want to do.
Well, I'm kind of curious who you consider the best player available at this point. Obviously, at Ezra Cleveland and on the offensive line is Zach Bond. At linebackers, and you look at some of these cornerbacks, Amik Robertson still available, Christian Fulton, LSU available, and Bryce Hall and Cam Dantzler. So as you get closer and closer to the picks, it's 57's in for the Rams. We still know who it is. But more and more picks remain where the Chiefs could absolutely end up with a decent cornerback in this draft as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Fulton's our top corner left, you know, out there right now. I mean, we like him. He could very well be sitting there, you know, for the Chiefs at their pick. So, you know, it's just wait and see. But that would be, what, pick 63, right?
I think. Yes, 63 for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, he could be there. Bond could be there. You know, there's a couple offensive linemen that are there. Free safety, Ashlyn Davis. Tell you what, there's a hell of a center there in Matt Hennessy, but I don't know if he'll make it to the Chiefs or not. But another linebacker that is really good inside is Logan Wilson. And Cameron Dantzler is another corner that could probably be available. The only thing, he's a terrific player. He's long. He just didn't run a great 40. And he's fast, though. He's faster than that 40. So, you know, some of those guys, for some reason, the combine, you know, and then they don't get the chance. This year, they didn't get a chance to repeat, you know, because of the closed down in the facilities and no pro days. But there's some really good players left here for the Chiefs.
How much do you think this is affecting things, Dan? As a former scout yourself with the Eagles, Redskins, and Chiefs, when you look at the facts, just like Cameron Dantzler, runs in the 4.6s at the combine, did a 4.38, he said, at his own pro day, which he filmed. How much do you think this is hurt and kind of the unknown, players dealing with the injuries, things that probably would have been settled way long before this? How much do you think this virus and everything is starting to affect this draft?
Well, I think it depends on the individual, to be honest with you, because like Penza from Iowa, you know, he just went off the board to Buffalo, and, you know, he ran 5-flat at the combine, but, you know, he was never a big-time pass rusher off the edge. I mean, he got his 10 in college because he's just a man playing with boys, but what he is a 5-technique, you know, three-man front guy, or be a left defensive end in a 4-3 scheme, and, you know, he's very flexible. He can move in and out, but, you know, I mean, people are, you know, you're getting runs on safeties or you're getting runs on other receivers, and, you know, but those big guys don't come along very often. So, you know, I think that he ended up falling a little bit, but, hey, that's okay. Now he's with Buffalo, and they're happy, and I'm sure he's happy.
What do you make of the Ballard's picks of Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman Jr. in the second round? Because to me, I think the Colts have kind of won this second round.
They've done a great job. Both those guys, I'll guarantee you, both of them had first-round grades on some teams' boards. You know, there's probably 11 receivers out there that had first-round grades on somebody's board, okay? And Pittman was one of them. He just wasn't a burner. He's a big physical guy. And, of course, Taylor, he had his fumbling problem. He holds on to the ball. He's a terrific player. Javon Jefferson, I guess, just went off the board from Florida. And, yeah, he's a great route runner. His dad's a receiver coach. The guy is a great young man, just outstanding kid. And, So, you know, that ends up being, you know, a real good pick for the Rams got him, and they could sure use him.
I thought he was going to be a third-round pick, to be quite honest with you. But Dan Shonka joining us now, and I recommend his outstanding depth charts. He updates these things all the time. Our lads, at @OurLads_Shonka, former scout with the Eagles, Redskins, and Chiefs, a GM scout for Our Lads, and always a great contributor. Dan, I'll let you get back to the draft. Just wanted to hear your thoughts a little bit here on the draft, and I appreciate you joining us.
You betcha. I'm looking forward to seeing who the Chiefs grab here, too, because they're going to get a good player, and somebody's going to help them. So I think that we'll all be anxious here in the next, 5-6 picks to see who they end up. And hopefully nobody's going to get their guy right ahead of them. So, but anyway, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, Dan.
With you.
All right, there you go, Dan Shonka, right there from Our Lads. .com. And we inch closer and closer to the Chiefs if we've had Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle from Alabama, go to the Dolphins, pick 56. Van Jefferson, the Florida wide receiver, goes to the Rams here. I thought he was kind of a third or fourth round pick, to be honest with you. It's interesting. But these great corners remaining, and we're sitting here at pick 58, and the Chiefs pick at 63. Lot of options going to be here for the Chiefs. You can't take everybody in front of them. I think the Chiefs are poised to get a good player. And as they said, 25 players in this round, maybe you could make an argument they could have been first rounders.
I think with the picks coming up, we have Minnesota, you have New Jersey, you have Baltimore. I think this is where we're going to find the homes for Zach Bond, maybe a Cameron Dantzler, maybe a Bryce Hall for these next three picks. And I just hope one of those guys falls and help out the Chiefs.
And Denzel Mims.
You can't forget about Mims in the situation. And possibly the Mims goes to the Vikings here.
Minnesota Vikings getting ready to put their selection here as this is pick 58. 59 will be the New York Jets, followed by the Baltimore Ravens at 16. Here's Ezra Cleveland. Finally goes off. The best offensive lineman still remaining. Ezra Cleveland from Boise State goes to the Minnesota Vikings. We're getting closer. We're getting closer, my friend. We're getting close to the Chiefs.
Do you see
pick.
The Chiefs also taking a guard in this draft? And maybe the possibly the second or third round pick?
No, I, every mark I did, I had an offensive lineman. I always had linebacker, corner, wide receiver, running back, and then versatile lineman. I have Jack Driscoll in the fifth.
I honestly think if they could possibly this round get, you know, Ben Brenderson from Michigan. I think he's a good, solid blocking and run blocking and pass blocking guard that they could easily upgrade in that offensive line for the Chiefs.
Interesting. We'll see what direction we go here as on the clock will be the New York Jets as Ezra Cleveland just taken by the Vikings. Last five picks. A.J. Epinesa, the defensive end, goes to the Buffalo Bills. J.K. Dobbins, the running back, goes to the Ravens. They're just loaded with running backs. There's no question about it. That's Baltimore strengths, running the football, quarterback and others. And guess what? They're getting better as we speak. Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle, goes to the Miami Dolphins. They had 14 picks in this draft. Van Jefferson, the Florida wide receiver, in a bit of a surprise, probably jumped around or so, goes to the Rams at pick 57. Although there's something to like, he's 6'2", 200-pound wide receiver, but he's off the board. But I'm shocked that Denzel Mims is behind these guys. And I'd like to know the story there. Ezra Cleveland, Boise State, goes to the Minnesota Vikings. So the Jets on the clock now, and they have 2 minutes left in this seven-minute round, which they could be fielding trades when it goes this deep, because we've seen the picks being put in before now. And then the Ravens.
Yeah, they're taking a while for their pick right
pick
here.
Pick once again.
The Jets are taking a long time for their pick. And honestly, I feel like you're going to help. You got that tackle for Sam Darnold with Mekhi Becton, and now I think you can possibly get another weapon for him. Get Mims. I think Mims deserves to be off this board from his talent.
They need wide receiver.
Or do you
with the
stretch
Jets?
With Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Well, you think of the Jets, and you know wide receiver is one of the positions they need. A Zach Bond type. Again, he's floating there. He could end up with the Chiefs at this point, whether they go that direction or not. Typically, things don't work out if that's what you wanted. It's the way things work, Kramer. You don't always get what you want. But the Jets pick is in, so they will make this pick. I'm going Denzel Mims.
I'm going Mims with you, Bink.
I'm going Mims finally comes off the board here to the New York Jets. So this is, as we get here, this is with this draft, and it's going fast and furious. Next round's going to go even faster. But the Jets picking 59th, so we're getting closer to the Chiefs. It's Jets, Ravens, Titans, Packers, then Chiefs. And you know what? The Packers have my curiosity, don't they, you? They go Jordan Love. They don't get skill positions for Aaron Rodgers in the first round. Other rounds they do, not the first
round. Which is odd to think. Why would you need to get Jordan Love? And from what I've been hearing today, the Packers have said that if he felt him. No, they traded up for Jordan Love. So what is that like if you give Aaron Rodgers a bad taste in his mouth? Or I don't understand the move for it. You think that with that defense and how it struggled against the 49ers during the NFC Championship game, I think they should have addressed something on that defensive line or give Aaron Rodgers a weapon so Adams isn't covered completely?
It's interesting you say that. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network addressed this afternoon before the second round as far as the Packers in Jordan Love. And his philosophy is, hey, they got their quarterback down for a long time to groom and play.
It doesn't really sound like that happened. In fact, that's something that general manager Brian Gutekunst was asked last night. And basically, Aaron Rodgers, he's a grown-up, okay? I think we can all agree with that. He saw that once they were meeting with Jordan Love virtually, something I reported about a month ago, he met with them for about an hour, went over some plays, X's and O's, broke down some football. Rodgers can read. He saw it was a possibility. He also knows he's in his mid-30s. It can't be that much of a shock. And I have to say, I'm a little bit surprised at the reaction to some of this. There are few better ways to increase your window for an organization than have another franchise quarterback in waiting. And the reason I know that is because the Packers literally did it with Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love, who everyone loves the athleticism, the arm talent, he throws like a baseball player. There's so much to like. Does not sound like he's ready to play right now. So he's probably not going to play right now at all, barring injury, for maybe 2 years. If he develops into the kind of prospect that Rodgers did, the Packers are set for a decade. All it took was a late first-round pick. Hard to argue with that.
Wouldn't you like a Philadelphia cam with them doing basically the same thing with Jalen Hurts when they have Carson Wentz? I'm curious what Philly fan is thinking at this point. What is Philly fan thinking? Here's the thing with Philly fan. They're not sold on Carson Wentz 100%. They're not sold on the injuries. They're just not. And they'll want Jalen Hurts, the first sign of trouble with Carson Wentz. You'll see this as a storyline.
See, that's the thing. Carson Wentz does not finish out the season. You saw McCown come in last year, and you saw the year before, like a few years before that, Nick Foles won them the Super Bowl. Yeah, Carson Wentz got you there, but they have to resort to their backup quarterback in order to help them win the championship if they even get the Super Bowl.
The Jets pick is in. We still don't know what. I'm going Denzel Mims, 6'3", 207 pounds. Denzel Mims is the type of player I really like. They're showing his – they're well spaced out on that very nice couch that Denzel Mims is on. He does not look happy.
No, he probably thought he was going to get drafted before this. And I think that's going to be a third-round draft pick right here. I can see them going Matt Hennessy.
Who's the first player that goes and punches the camera? Stop showing me.
If Mims is here by the fourth round, it's going to be him.
At some point, you turn the camera off, don't you? 58 players got selected to have a camera in there. And keep in mind, it's still like Baker Mayfield and others. I mean, there's players that have watched the draft from home. Let's take a timeout. Kramer, we're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs pick. I want to make sure we're on the air when they make their selection.
With Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night. Jay Binkley with Kramer Sansone, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. We've had some moving and shaking. Chiefs just two picks away as we sit now. Denzel Mims did go to the New York Jets, and quickly the Patriots put in, they traded up, and Belichick wasn't in his kitchen. They went to show him he wasn't there. It's been his dog sitting there. But Josh Uche from the Patriots. The Patriots really won this pick as they moved up to get him.
I like Uche a lot. I'm a Michigan boy, and I feel like Uche might be one of the best offensive linebackers in this draft. One of the underrated guys here, too. He's also can be used as an edge. And we already know the Patriots lost a lot of defense in this offseason.
Well, the best wide receiver still remaining, Denzel Mims, did go two picks ago to the New York Jets.
Denzel Mims, wide receiver, Baylor.
He's going to throw again, left side for Mims. Does he have it? Mims, touchdown! Denzel Mims goes up and grabs it for a touchdown.
Mims owns 2,000-yard seasons and 28 career touchdown grabs. The NFL loves his size, speed, length combo. He's most dangerous vertically or on one-cut moves. Mims is a limited route runner, and his hands are a little too inconsistent for some.
So Mims goes to the Jets, followed by Josh Uche with the Patriots that traded up to get him. The Titans, the Packers, and then the Chiefs. There is going to be some decisions with the Chiefs because plenty of fine players remain. And basically, guys, it almost fell to the third round because the Chiefs picked second to last here in the second round. So will a team try to trade up? Will a team trade up to 63 with the Chiefs, give them multiple picks, extra pick in the third round, the fourth round? We don't know this yet, but the Chiefs are primed to stay where they're at and still get a fine football player. Zach Bond still remains out there, and Logan Wilson, the two best linebackers left at this point.
If you're the Chiefs right now, do you field calls thinking, okay, if we can get maybe another third and possibly a fourth for our second, is that something that, I mean, you would probably tender or try to think that, okay, this might be a good move for us in order to get some capital?
I mean, they could. I mean, they were sitting there in the position yesterday, and the pick is in for the Titans, by the way. They're on commercial breaks. We don't know what it is. But the Chiefs, you know, they were getting calls. But the Packers, once they turned up for Jordan Love, it changed. But the Patriots obviously wanted Josh Uche. What did they give up? They had a ton of picks. They had...
The details of that trade has not been released
still
yet.
I mean, they've got a ton of picks, and they traded out of the first round with the Chargers and even got more picks on that. Some of the best running backs left, Zach Moss, A.J. Dillon still. I doubt the Titans got a direction. Or could they be looking for the next guy to spell Henry at some point, too? And A.J. Dillon would be perfect, wouldn't it?
I think
the carbon
it would.
Copy of him.
Yes.
So interesting to see. Zach Bond still remains.
So the trade between the Ravens and Patriots, the Patriots will receive, the Ravens trade their 60th and 129th, so a second and a fourth for a 71st pick and the third and the 98th pick that's also in the third.
Lloyd Cushenberry, I know a lot of people like him. He's the center from LSU. He's one of those guys that people have been talking about. Christian Fulton remains. A couple quarterbacks still remain, and Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason. Curious where they end up. Josh Jones, the best offensive lineman left at this point in the draft. Zach Bond, then you'd go Josh Jones there. And don't forget defensive tackle Jordan Elliott from Missouri that's sitting there lurking for someone to grab him, Albert O, the tight end. I mean, he ran, what, a 4.42 at the combine, 4.49 at the combine at his size? What did Albert O run? He ran quite impressively. Didn't have the year that he wanted at Missouri, but I believe at his size, I was enamored by how fast he ended up running.
He could easily be used as a wide receiver if they need
Moss.
To. Thad Moss, that's true.
He's 6'5", 258, and he ran a 4.49.
That's pretty quick for a 6'5 guy.
And we haven't seen a lot of tight ends go at this point. We haven't seen that
just
big run.
I think we've only seen one, right?
Cole Kmet, I believe, is that the only one we've seen. Adam Trotman from Dayton. I know a lot of people like him. Hunter Bryant from Washington. Colby Parkinson, kind of a taller guy at Stanford. Some question his blocking ability, but we haven't seen the run on tight ends. We might not till the fourth or fifth round.
I still think it's crazy that Kristen Fulton is still on the board. And I think literally that should be the Chiefs' pick if they're trying to get anybody on this.
Well, I tell you what, this draft is incredibly deep in players picked in this position. Might have been picked higher at certain extents, but Kristen Fulton remains. Bryce Hall, Cameron Dantzler, and Amik Robertson, but he is 5'8". Amik Robertson, probably the best corner left in the draft, but he's 5'8". Do you play taller?
I think you'd have to play taller. You'd have to.
5'8", 187 pounds. Curious what people think. Tennessee Titans, they would like to take that next step themselves. They had a nice little run in the playoffs last year, including beating the Ravens as the number one seed on the road. Kristen Fulton, cornerback, LSU, goes to the Tennessee Titans. Kristen Fulton, once again, LSU.
Kristen Fulton, cornerback, LSU.
Third down and 10, back at the 49. Schrader again, stays tall in the pocket, fires, intercepted. Fulton's got it.
Fulton started the last two seasons after missing 2017 with a drug suspension. He makes up for a lack of height and bulk with speed, toughness, and instincts. Fulton also has experience in an NFL scheme, but he only picked off two passes in 28 games.
So, Fulton's now off the board. So we're sitting here with two picks until the Kansas City Chiefs. The Green Bay Packers pick is in. They surprised everybody with Zach Fulton. I think we probably want to stay here.
It's like I want to make sure we get the we're staying. We're gonna stay. No matter what, we're gonna stay.
I think we should stay because we don't know how fast these could roll, or could the Chiefs trade here? This is prime trade territory as well when you're one pick away. So we'll see what they do with the Green Bay Packers. But Kristen Fulton, we've been talking about him as the best or second best corner remaining, which leads Bryce Hall, Zach Bond and company still out there. This Chiefs pick's got me curious, man.
Or do they go with a Jordan Elliott, a defensive tackle from Missouri?
They could. I mean, I brought him up. The Jordan Elliott's still sitting out there.
I like that one as well. I think Jordan Elliott might be a pick for the Chiefs right here. I think.
Terrell Lewis, the outside linebacker at Alabama. Malik Harrison, the inside linebacker, inside linebacker from Ohio State. The real thumper. I think one of the best tacklers in the draft remains at this point. What do you think about Logan Wilson still sitting out there at inside linebacker? The best inside linebacker still on the board. To me, he's a tackle machine at Wyoming. And a three-time captain of Wyoming.
I know. It's just a hard thing because would you want Wilson or do you want Bond? That's the thing. There's just so many guys at this pick, and you don't even know what the Green Bay Packers, heck, who knows? They might go for another quarterback if they want to here.
Riot in Green Bay.
No, they will. I'm surprised they already haven't started a riot session going so
Jake
far.
Jake Fromm or Jacob Eason?
If anything, they should go at least tight end. Let's see if they can get a tight end. Albert O might go here for the Packers. I don't know. I think the Packers screwed things up in the first round already.
I do too, but they do have their quarterback. That is the most important position. It's something that they've been going with for the longest time. Albert O, there's still other tight ends in front of him. Adam Trotman's a guy that I really like at Dayton, 6'5", 255 pounds. As far as tight end, and the Chiefs, this is one position they have in them. They bring in Ricky Seals-Jones in the offseason. Some say that's an upgrade over Blake Bell. We'll see. I think the best football is yet to be played for Ricky Seals-Jones. And A.J. Dillon is going to the Green Bay Packers. Interesting choice there. The running back from Boston College, a real thumper. So the Chiefs are on the clock as A.J. Dillon was taken a little bit ahead of his time I was thinking A.J. Dillon was sliding maybe to the third or fourth round, to be quite honest with
you. This is a bad, bad pick.
I like A.J. Dillon, though.
I like Dillon, but this is a bad pick from the Packers.
Well, let's compare. Let me compare A.J. Dillon and Derrick Henry at the combine.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's two different players, though. I'm talking about
I
know, but what they have already. Aaron Jones, do they really need a running back? Aaron Jones, carried the bulk of that other running attack for the Green Bay Packers. He's not going to say the main reason why the Chiefs lost.
All right, Derrick Henry ran a 4.54. A.J. Dillon ran a 4.53. The Chiefs pick is in. We will go for the Chiefs pick, whatever they decide, and Roger Goodell steps up. 41-inch vertical for A.J. Dillon. Derrick Henry, 37 inches. What I'm saying is, across the board, A.J. Dillon was better. I actually like the A.J. Dillon pick. I do. But the Chiefs' pick is in. They wasted no time. Doesn't look like they're going to be trading this pick. They're going to stick with it. The Chiefs' next pick will be coming up in the third round, the lightning round of 5 minutes.
Who do you think it's going to be, Big?
I'm going to go Bryce Hall, cornerback, Virginia. I'm staying with Bryce Hall to be the pick for the Chiefs. Their next pick is number 96.
I'm going to go
in the third round.
I'm going to go guard. Give me Ben Brenderson from Michigan. They need it.
They did. The offensive line is something. They bring in Rimmers in the offseason. Still got Martinez Rankin.
It's true.
Still got some flexible players on the offensive line. I think this might be a little early. Andy Reid, former offensive line coach at Mizzou. Little early for that, but I mean, you could buy it. I mean, it's something. Protecting your best investment in Patrick Mahomes is important.
I think that's one of the biggest things. I think the biggest thing is to protect your future and your franchise.
I'm going to say Bryce Hall. I'm still going with Bryce Hall at Virginia. I just want my mock to be right at one point.
Yeah, I got
it.
It was with Mahomes. Yeah, I'm not going to let you down on that. You've told me that like 15,000 times before I even came here.
15,000 more times.
Which is good. You need to keep saying that. You need to keep doing that.
I was a firm believer in him. But the Kansas City Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, in the first round, the next pick is in for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a matter of submitting it at this point. Mel Kiper thinks cornerback, center, guard, defensive tackle, edge, the most important for the Chiefs. He has no linebacker on there. I'm a little bit surprised Mel didn't have linebacker. That was the lowest grade.
Yeah, that was the lowest
as
grade
far as the
Chiefs.
Chiefs were considered on Pro Football Focus. So a little bit surprised. Why don't they show cameras of the Chiefs? I want to see some beach cam. I want to see some Andy Reid cam. I want to see what kind of Hawaiian shirt he has on the night. There's Brett Veach. Brett Veach. There's Andy Reid. Oh, he's got a different Hawaiian shirt on. I like it. I dig it. The Tommy Bahama collection. Veach is looking down at his phone. Does he have the pick in at this point? This draft has gone smoother than I thought it was.
It's really been smooth.
Did you see the ratings for this thing? Kansas City was top five, which is no shock that Kansas City's top five in everything. And I don't know if picking 32nd held the drama, people waiting around. There's going to be a lot of tension here. I can't wait to see the reaction. On Twitter, our phone line is 913-576-7610. Plenty of reaction as we got 33 picks in between the Chiefs' next pick at this point. All right, they're showing Terrell Lewis, kind of his room, the linebacker from Alabama. And keep in mind, Brett Veach likes SEC guys. Is he going Terrell Lewis here at Alabama? And the plot thickens. Is this it? Is this the pick? That's a heck of a war room he's got.
Yeah, that's a kind of impressive area for Lewis.
So you're going guard here.
I'm going guard.
You're going guard. You think that my Bryce Hall thing is out of whack? Now, if you say best player available, many consider that still to be Zach Bond.
Right now, Mel Kiper is saying he likes Zach Bond.
Is he? That's who ESPN has as their best player available. Then Josh Jones. They have Jordan Elliott's the fourth best available when you look at all-around best available players. The Chiefs' pick's got to be in. They're just sitting around waiting for Roger Goodell to make his way to the fireplace, and I'm curious. The pick is in, and Roger Goodell should shortly be making his way to the fireplace/TV for the Chiefs selection as he pumps up. Let's go to Roger Goodell on ESPN.
Come on, you Super Bowl champs. With the 63rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Willie Gay, linebacker, Mississippi State.
Interesting going Mississippi State again. A lot of people really liked Willie Gay Jr. I've got several friends that kept texting about Willie Gay. Here's a guy that really started to climb towards the process. But Willie Gay Jr., so again, the Chiefs go linebacker at this position, a position of need. This is a position of need for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know what? To me, this is not a bad selection. Again, you're going back to the SEC where Brett Veach does damage. Willie Gay Jr., I'll read you much more about Willie Gay Jr. when we come back after this break. But the Chiefs go linebacker, Mississippi State, 6'1", 243 pounds, out of the SEC, going that direction once again. We'll talk about Willie next.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, welcome to Draft Night with Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone, producing the operations. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, Ryan Lawn and Tree. The Chiefs in the second round go Willie Gay Jr., linebacker, out of Mississippi State. Now, Willie Gay did start in five games this year, played in five games, missed some games with team rules. That was one of his issues. But six starts his sophomore season. He leaves Mississippi State after his junior year. You're going to like this comparison, and I like comparison from Arrowhead Pride and their draft guide. They were the ones that had Brian Westbrook as the comparison for Clyde Edwards-Helaire yesterday. You know who they said Willie Gay Jr. reminds them of? 6'1", 243. His player comp to them? Derek Johnson. That was the player comparison for him. But here's his strengths, according to Arrowhead Pride. Excellent range, body control, lateral mobility, slip blocks. While working to the ball carrier, burst when attacking downhill is exceptional, and it makes him a very successful blitzer. Big hitter that can lay the wood and pop the ball loose from secure ball players. I like that. Doesn't let up the game as it progresses. Finishes with the same intensity as it starts. And the Panthers have selected Jeremy Chinn, safety out of Southern Illinois, at pick 64. Again, the Chiefs pick at 96. 4.46, 40 at the combine at 243 pounds. 21 bench press reps. 39 and a half vertical jump, broad jump, 136 for Willie Gay Jr. And this is what Lance Zierlein said about him. NFL.com has experience lining up in a variety of linebacker roles, but might not have the field to play in the middle on the next level. He's hard to miss on the field with his flailing arms and energetic playing style. Healthy hitter once he squares and attacks ball carriers. Lacks instincts and angles to mirror ball carriers from the gaps. Now, here's a guy that really started to swing up. This is a guy that really started to swing up as we saw late. His strengths, according to Lance Zierlein, frame and lower body thickness to hold up inside, reads quarterback's eyes and jumps the passing lane, weaves and closes with some juice as a blitzer, flexed wide and helps smoother receiver screens in 2018. Finishes is what he starts as a tackler. Bodies, wraps, and drags down runners with good efficiency. That is what you want to see. You need a little bit of nastiness. You need a disposition. You need these type of players on defense in Willie Gay.
And you got to think, too, you're going to be up with Frank Clark. You know Frank Clark's going to give him some nasty advice. You know for a fact it's going to go down the leash and going with all the dogs in the pound. You know you exactly this is a perfect pick for the Chiefs, and he's going to be in the next mold there as we have another pick coming in for the Bengals.
And the Bengals, we're getting closer and closer. We're already on the third round at this point. Oh, and it's Logan Wilson, inside linebacker. The Chiefs had a choice at Logan Wilson from Wyoming, but the Bengals will grab Logan Wilson here with pick 65. So the Chiefs go running back and linebacker for their first two picks of the draft. Jeremy Chinn, the safety of the Southern Illinois, goes to the Panthers, who traded up to get him as a trade was made. It was going to be the Seahawks with the last pick, and Logan Wilson, the first player taken in the third round. This is pick 65 for the NFL draft. We have one more round remaining in the night. The Chiefs will pick 32nd in this round, which is pick 96. Still some picks behind the Chiefs picking in this draft. And as far as where the Chiefs are going to be drafting the rest of the time, it's 96 at this point. It's pick 138 in the fourth round, pick 177 in the fifth round for the Chiefs. So three picks remaining for Kansas City at this point. And this was a position of need for the Chiefs, the linebacker position. I wonder what's going on with Bond, though. I wonder what's going on with that situation. That was a guy that was getting mocked in the first round. And we'll have the conference call from Willie Gay Jr. at some point. But it's no surprise, Brett Veach, you know, going back to the SEC. This is the second straight pick out of the SEC for Brett Veach. He spent a lot of time scouting that conference when he was a scout. He was the SEC scout in the Philadelphia Eagles when he was there for Andy Reid. And it's no surprise that SEC players are taken by Brett Veach. I think it's interesting, though, that that the player comp is Derek Johnson. And the Redskins have picked Antonio Gibson, the wide receiver from Memphis. I really liked him, too. Good returner as well, kind of a special teams guy that can grow into that. The Detroit Lions on the clock, followed by the New York Jets. Here's what Arrowhead Pride said about how he fits with the Chiefs as far as Willie Gay Jr. Has the size, athletic profile, and on-field mentality to be a Spags Mike or Will linebacker. So he can play the middle or the outside. His ability to navigate blocks and blow up the ball carrier might remind some of another Chiefs great, Derek Johnson. Unfortunately, Gay's character in football IQ will need to be an extreme vetting process in the front. If he checks those boxes, he will be fine. I have no problems with this. The Chiefs needed that toughness. They needed some more dogs on the defense. They got a major dog in Frank Clark. Tyrann Mathieu, a dog on that defense as well. We're talking about fearless hitters that don't mind sticking their hat in, and you need these type of guys on defense when you're going forward. This is not a milk and cookies league, Kramer. You need thumpers, and Willie Gay Jr. is a thumper. I'll take that size and that speed combination any point when you're talking about a possible Mike or Will linebacker.
I think this is legitimately one of the best picks that the Chiefs have had, and I feel like, honestly, it's going to work out. It's you have Tyrann Mathieu, you have Frank Clark there, and the biggest thing there is Frank Clark. He's going to be able to teach him and give him some pointers because of all what he's done in this league so far and what his season he just came off of. You're going to a Super Bowl championship team. You already know you had that confidence saying, okay, I'm going to the Chiefs. I have to step my game because this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Yeah. Some people may have thought that I was going to be picked a little bit lower later in the draft, but hey, I'm here in the second round going to the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions, and I got to show out, and I think that's what he's going to do.
Well, he started off as Will linebacker at Mississippi State this year, the initial game that was the first depth chart that they put out this year. But Willie Gay Jr., now a member of the Chiefs, hopefully hear from him later on in the show. But we come back. We'll go back to who's on the clock as we're in the lightning round now. 5 minutes between picks. The Chiefs picked 96 in this round. We're already at pick 67 with the Lions, and that pick is in. It's the Lions, Jets, then Seahawks as it stands now, but things change. A lot of trades happening right now, so we'll fill you in on the picks when we get back.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley. Kramer Sansone producing the operation. The old Crame Dog is brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. The pick is in for the New York Jets, and let me keep you up to date on what's going on in the draft now as we're in the lightning round of 5 minutes. So be this way all the way to the seventh round where it goes down to 4 minutes. Julian Aquara goes to the Lions at pick 67. Antonio Gibson, the wide receiver from Memphis, goes to the Redskins at 66. And Logan Wilson, the inside linebacker from Wyoming, went to the Bengals at pick 65. Let's go to Neil and Lone Jack. What do you think of the pick so far, Neil?
Hey, good evening, Jay. Oh, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I think I'm good with taking the running back. I think that's cool. Would have liked to have gotten, obviously, one of the top-tier linebackers instead, but obviously they were all gone. But I like this pick. Willie Gay, I'm reading about him, man. says here, number three thing to know about him. In the last nine games he played in Mississippi State, he had an interception, a forced fumble, or a fumble recovery in seven of them. That's a nice thing.
He started six games in 18. In 2018, Mississippi State had the best defense, total defense in the country.
I love that he's got that speed, man. Coverage from sideline to sideline, cover the backside of the backfield. And with that speed, I love the comparison to DJ. I could just picture it already, him like crushing the running back, you know, like in the backfield the way DJ was so accustomed to doing. I love that comparison. I think I'm so stoked to hear that.
He was the defensive player of the year in high school in the state of Mississippi, and you know how good talent is in that state.
Heck yeah. I think it's a beautiful pick. I hope we get the cornerback in our next pick in round three, and then maybe go offensive line in four or five, get somebody to replace Stefan Wisniewski, and we're all set, man. I'm stoked.
Well,
how's your night?
It's good, man. I'm enjoying it. We got one more pick to go here in the third round unless they move and shake. But right now the Chiefs have been going chalk with where they're supposed to pick is Ashton Davis, the safety from Cal, goes number 68 to the New York Jets.
Safety, huh? What do you think? I mean, I don't know what cornerbacks are still available for the third round.
Well, Bryce Hall still – yeah, there's still some good cornerbacks left. I'm curious when there'll be another run on them. But Meek Robertson, Louisiana Tech, Bryce Hall, Cam Dantzler, Troy Pride, LaVert Hill still remaining. So good cornerbacks remain. This is a deep draft. And good wide receivers still remain as well, as you can't pick everybody. And that second round was absolutely loaded. And the Chiefs kind of picking quasi-third round there at the end of the second round. So Chiefs developing some talent. I felt that this was a position – that they needed to address that wasn't addressed in the offseason. So I'm glad to see with the Chiefs' first two picks, they went linebacker.
I've wanted them to take a linebacker for a couple of years already. I love this pick. And another thing it says here, I love
stopping
this
the run. You got to stop the run.
It says here that he decided not to forego. A lot of players decide not to play in their bowl game in their last year. He said, screw it, I'm going to play. And he had 11 tackles. They lost to Louisville, but he had a game-high 11 tackles. That shows the kid wants to work, he wants to play.
Now, think about this. He recorded either an interception, forced fumble, or fumble recovery in seven of his last nine games he played. Pro Football Focus, which covers college football as well, graded him at a 93.9 coverage grade since 2017. That's first among the 2020 draft-eligible linebackers. So, yes, Willie Gay has some talent.
I hope he's our new DJ.
All right, that's the comparison Arrowhead Pride made. Thank you, Neil, for that. So, and the Chiefs have put the buyout for him as well. But think about that. Interception, forced fumble, or fumble recovery in seven of his last nine games played. 93.9 Pro Football Focus grade in coverage. What did the Chiefs say? Off-ball linebacker that can cover wide receivers. The highest of any 2020 draft-eligible linebacker. And again, this Mississippi State defense in 2018, which he started six games, was no joke. So the Chiefs go here. I'm curious where they go in round three. This is where you get to the wild card version of it. This truly is best player. I do think the cornerback is a position that I would address if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. The wide receiver is gravy, I suppose, at this point. Because they do have DeMarcus Robinson coming back from a year. Sammy Watkins coming back from a year, and heck, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a great receiver out of the backfield, set the record at LSU for catches out of the backfield, 55 by a running back, so guys that can catch the ball and run the ball. But Willie Gay Jr., who's 6'2", or 6'1", 6'2", somewhere around there, it's 6'2", is what Mississippi State had, even his official combine measurement, a little over 6'1", is where they had Willie Gay, 6'1", 243, but he does run a 4.46 in the 40-yard dash, but can cover out of the backfield. And he's a thumper, and it's a run stuffer, and a linebacker you can trust to be out in coverage, but he brings a little bit of that nasty. Someone's saying Vontaze Burfict. Listen, I'll take Vontaze Burfict. I've always liked him. I don't like some of the antics he does, but the attitude displayed for a linebacker, I'm down with that.
I like Vontaze.
This is not milk and cookies. This is thumping, man. This is football.
You got to tackle the people. Come on now. That's football. It's Vontaze.
The extra getting suspended doesn't help your team. You gotta watch that part.
You gotta tackle people.
Returned an interception 52 yards for a touchdown in a season debut this past year against Kentucky. First play of the season. Recovered a fumble and recorded five tackles at Arkansas this year. And so a guy that'll flip the field position, he's a turnover machine. He's a run stuffer. He's the type of guy that you want. He plays on both sides of the ball. And keep in mind, only played in five games this past year, so it's going to be a little bit skewed. But five sacks his junior year back in, or his sophomore year, because he was a true freshman in 17. Five sacks, though, back in 2018 when Mississippi State had that great defense. Not only that, he had three interceptions as well. For a linebacker getting his hands on three interceptions, two forced fumbles for Willie Gay Jr. So it is a guy that can create turnovers, and you have to like that as far as he is concerned. But the NFL draft rolls along as we're in round three. 5 minutes now per selection. LSU linebacker Damian Lewis from LSU. LSU, man, that whole team getting drafted. It was a pro team basically playing there. LSU offensive guard Damian Lewis picked with the Seattle Seahawks at pick 69. Pick 70 is coming your direction with the Miami Dolphins next. They'll be followed with the Baltimore Ravens and then the Cardinals at this point. Once again, the Chiefs will pick the 32nd selection here in the third round, pick number 96. So we'll keep an eye on the Kansas City Chiefs. 913-576-7610 is the phone number. Let me know what you think of the Chiefs picks. Also, 69306 is the text line. Let's go to TJ in Bonner Springs. What's up, TJ?
Hey, Bank. I think it's cool how we got these nasty, hard-hitting dogs in all three levels of the defense. You know, you got Frank Clark in the first. You got Willie Gay at the second level now in the linebacker spot. And then you got Honey Badger, of course. All these guys are just, you know, hard-hitting players, and we need that, you know, kind of nastiness on the defense.
I'm with you, man. And I saw, didn't you see the nastiness kind of, I mean, I was excited when I saw Frank Clark up in St. Joe. I mean, he talked the talk and he walked the walk. And he was talking, you know, with stopping Derrick Henry, and then he goes out and does it. It's one thing to say things. It's another thing to cash the checks in that you write. And I thought he brought a different disposition. And I thought this defense, before he came, I thought under Bob said at times his defense was a little soft, to be honest with you. And I think with Definitely Steve Spagnuolo agree. And defensive staff that they have, they brought some attitude. Defense is about attitude, and Tyrann Mathieu helped that attitude. And I think Frank Clark, those two guys helped set the tone and the tempo for this defense.
It's awesome, man. I love the pick. I think it's a great comparison to DJ. I hope he lives up to the hype.
I'm curious if the Chiefs say that as well, because Arrowhead Pride nails yesterday with the Westbrook comparison. And we have another pick in. And thanks for the call, TJ in Bonner Springs. I appreciate you calling in. Brandon Jones, safety Texas, goes to the Dolphins at pick 70 as we continue to climb to the Chiefs' third-round selection. Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone will bring you comments from Arrowhead later when we have them. But we'll keep an eye on this draft and talk Kansas City Chiefs if you want to with the two selections they've made. 913-576-7610.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.